It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Lexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. As you know, I'm always asking you to get in this kitchen and cook something up with me. I don't at all believe in the saying, too many cooks spoil the broth. The more the merrier is more in line with my worldview. I like it when we share our beliefs and hopes and dreams with each other, when we talk about our aspirations and what made us who we are, or who we look up to, who we admire, who helped us become who we are today. That's the purpose of the unsung hero essays I ask you to write. Essays about ordinary people who have done extraordinary things, people who in their small way contribute to the bettering of our world, or to us as individuals. As my departed brother, Pramod Maheshwari, once said to me, just as small drops of water can fill a pitcher, small drops of kindness can change the world. And this week, listener Rodrigo Henrique from Chile shares with us his hero, Jorge Tito Vargas Rocha.
Jorge Tito Vargas Rocha, because he's been accepted me, I'm hard to handle for counseling, following my advice for 15 years. He's a little stubborn as well, but after my perseverance, he's been delivered now as senior. We're example and help for each other. I even took him for 9 months after a fire burnt his home. I could consider him my brother. In his youth, he was a good athlete, rowing, weightlifting, ski, etc., and student. 3 careers at the university, reader and builder, and the reason I am learning French in my middle age. He attended Alliance Française in his childhood, was referred to as a bonhomme, were exchange student to Michigan, USA, where he certified in high school too. My hero. His French is better than his Spanish, but his English is good too. Mine are better, excepting for my so far poor French. I've been insisting he practices his French talking, listening, radio, watching TV5 Monde and affiliates, buying him books. Now a trip to France is out of our pockets. I've been driving him countryside to museum, beaches, as well as long bus rides to his childhood port of Levoux, 3 hours away. He deserves better, but lately lacks effort as a senior, although stayed in good shape. My hero.
Rodrigo Henrique is a systems engineer from Concepcion City in Chile. However, he thinks of himself as a citizen of the world. Rodrigo speaks Spanish, of course, but also English, and has, as he wrote, now learned enough French to dare to speak. Via our old friend shortwave radio, he studied German, Japanese, Portuguese, and Italian. Rodrigo says he's interested in history and different cultures, and he's had a bit of a radio career himself. He contributes to AM radio about sports. Thanks so much for your essay, Rodrigo. Your special present is on its way. Send in your essays, listeners. Write about your ordinary hero, that nurse who works tirelessly, the teacher who inspires, that mother who never gives up. There are so many unsung heroes out there. Let us sing them together. You can write about your most memorable moment and or your proudest achievement. And best of all, your This I Believe essays. Tell us about the principles that guide your life, what you have found to be true from your very own personal experience. If your essay is chosen to go on the air, read by you, you'll win a special prize from the RFI Listener Relations Department. I'm Susan Owensby. That's all for today. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about plundered art in Western museums. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with a musical request from today's essayist, Rodrigo Henriquez. He asked for the 1970 classic Father and Son by Cat Stevens. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. Be well, everyone. Talk to you all next week with the quiz.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go away.